really hard time with this listener appreciation giveaway. There's Phoenix Suns tickets, but they're all completely digital. So all I know is we have some to give away, but I don't have the physical tickets, and it's not listed anywhere what game or for when this is.
Sounds like the Suns were ahead of the game with decluttering digitally.
They were. They really were. It's kind of neat. So the only thing it does require the winner to create an account to claim it from us. So you'll get this set of tickets is gifted to you by Rosie on the House. If you already have an account, then you just claim it. If you don't, you have to create one and then claim it. But if you'd like to go, Lance said he put in the answer to the trivia question, but I don't even see the trivia question anywhere. Hang on, maybe it's in this broadcast. Maybe scroll down here to 10. Oh, here we go. Tickets are for January 7th against Sacramento Kings, 7 p.m. Again, he has the answer, but not the question. So, hey, if you want to go, just text Suns. And we'll pick a random text, 411-923.
Okay, text Suns to 411-923.
And then we'll just pick a random.
Two tickets to the Phoenix Suns versus Sacramento Kings in just a couple days. It's January 7th. So give it a try. Good luck. Hey, what are the takeaways from today's show? Boy, we've covered a lot of ground. In the 7 o'clock hour, we talked about Arizona bucket list. And boy, the takeaway I'd like to have for all of our listeners is put yourself together a bucket list of things to accomplish and see in the great state of Arizona. We broke it down by category. What museum? What trail? What event? What venue? Put together your own bucket list and get them calendared, and let's get them done together. We'll provide you the encouragement all year long, because if you're taking care of your house, you'll have the time to go out and enjoy the great state. We brought in Julie Murphy at 8 o'clock and talked local produce.
And one thing that we never even mentioned on or hit on in that is one of the, with farmers markets, what advantage that is in the reduction of food packaging waste. You've got so much of our waste that comes from our food isn't necessarily the food. The food can all be composted and recycled and used for your own, lawn, garden, yard. But it's the packaging that it all goes into. Well, you eliminate so much of that when you go shop at a local farmer's market that...
Bring all this produce home in a paper bag.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stopping at the one farmer's market on the way home and see
get
if
those
he's
onions.
Got... Man, he's got me... My mouth watering for them onions. And I'm
Can you pronounce that?
No, I have no idea.
Just look for Crooked Sky Farms, because he says he's at that one as well. It's Roadrunner.
Yeah. So we're gonna check that one out. So that's your takeaway in the 8 o'clock is get to the farmer's market and enjoy the locally produced produce, not only for the health of it, but for how green a commitment and sustainable a commitment that is. 9 o'clock hour, we try to encourage you to set your fanny down in front of your computer, go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the top of the page where it says log in, hit log in, and get subscribed to Home Zada. And we're not asking you to make an expensive investment here. We're talking about a one-year membership for $60, and it's going to help you get digitally organized and decluttered. It's going to be a huge asset for you in the future under any one of a number of different scenarios.
And just on your own time, you'll save at least that in efficiency and reduced trips to the hardware store and staying on top of your home maintenance. It'll save you beyond that.
And the takeaway for this last hour is as you're packing and unpacking, as you're undoing the Christmas holiday decorations, take the time to pack them in a way that'll be easy to unpack next December.
Hey, Miss Phyllis called in last break with a tip she had. She said she'd been doing it for a long time. She was elderly. But she, in her little storage room in her house, she puts eye bolts up in the ceiling. And from those eye bolts, she puts a circle of thread and then puts a curtain, like a dowel through them. So the dowel is perpendicular to the ceiling, right? No,
okay.
it's parallel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then she uses that rod to hang like her garland and her wreaths and stuff. So she doesn't have to put it in plastic, and it's a closet in the house. So it's not dusty, but it's just a great way not to have to crumple them. I have to admit, I crumpled quite a bit of garland to get it in those plastic buckets. So I thought that was a pretty clever idea. We got an extra storage room.
A very clever idea. So,
well, since universal lights have already been invented, I'm going to invent. Let's say universal holiday decoration. Like maybe it's something in your yard that when Easter comes up, you know, Jesus pops up on the crucifix, and then it sinks down and like comes on rotation, and here comes 4th of July, and the American flag's going to come out, and then it'll sink
there
back down.
Just don't make them inflatable,
Christmas
please.
Christmas is going to come along and be a little baby Jesus. It'll pop up. It'll just have this big wheel underground that every holiday it'll automatically just pop up your new decor.
We try and leave y'all with takeaways from every show. If you're looking for help or information about your house, home, or castle until next Saturday's broadcast, check us out at rosieonthehouse.com, the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. And it's free to you, the Arizona homeowners. Have a great week.